I'm a 19-year-old at Harvard. I'm lazier than you, but I'm still going to win because you think that discipline and hard work is what it takes. If you have to force yourself to work, you will never beat the person who just wants to. So how do you become obsessed? Now, if you don't care about getting better, then please just keep scrolling. But if you do, listen very closely because this mindset turns the lazy, boring grind that you're avoiding into something that you actually crave. And I call it delusional optimism. If you have a goal right now, I want you to only think about that goal, that end result. Don't focus on the pain in the gym. Focus on the physique that you're building. Don't think about how frustrating work is. Think about the product you'll have when it's done. Once you do this enough, you start to love the process. You don't need motivation. You don't dread hard work. You actually want it because you know exactly what it's building.
What is the most amount of revenue or money you made in a single month?
In a single month,
yes.
The most amount of money we've generated is upwards of $22,000 or $21,000.
For everyone who's watching, how old are you?
I'm 14 years old.
Yeah, he's 14.
That is my truck.
That is your truck.
What? No, it ain't.
That's your truck, sir.
What? No.
That's your truck.
Get the hell out of here.
That's your truck, Dad.
What?
That's your truck.
You're out of control.
That's your truck.
You're out of control. No, you're out of control.
That's your truck, man.
Whoa! No! You can't. Oh, hell! What are you thinking?
Get in there, man.
Oh, no! No, no! Oh, dude! Dude! What are you doing?
To be successful at anything, the truth is, you don't have to be special. You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent, determined, and willing to work for it. No shortcuts. If you look at all my teammates here tonight, it would be impossible to find better examples of men who embody that work ethic, integrity, purpose, determination, and discipline that it takes to be a champion in life.
First piece of advice I give, believe in yourself. There's nothing wrong with having confidence. There's nothing wrong with being delusional. There's nothing wrong with seeing things that people don't see. You know, have the consistency to make something that's real to you, real life. So believe in yourself, stay consistent, and it'll happen.
Don't waste your life. Set your goals high. Quit thinking about what's wrong. Start thinking what's right. Love a little more, hate a little less. You have no idea what you're capable of doing. Make up your mind today, you're going to figure it out.
Only risk takers win. By definition, if you are the same as everybody else, if you're not taking a risk over and above what everybody else is taking, by definition, you can't win. If you're doing exactly what everybody else is doing, how can you possibly win? You have to be different to win. You have to take risks.
You can't have an easy life and a great character. Show me a trust fund kid that inherited a bunch of money, and I'll show you someone mentally tortured. Having stuff isn't fun. Getting stuff is fun, right? It's not the pursuit of happiness. It's the happiness of the pursuit, right? It's that thing, and it's not like, you know, the self-help. It's not the journey, it's the destination. It's not either the journey or the destination. It's who you become on the journey.
I would like to share with you just three cardinal rules of my ability and longevity. One, surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
But obviously, this mindset won't work unless you actually have a goal that you care about. So let me ask you, what do you want? Do you want to win? Do you want to get better? Do you want to be the best at what you do and who you are? Because I can't tell you what to feel, but if something inside you just lit up.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Follow along.